It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Test one. Test one, two.
Test one, two.
Test one, two. Welcome to Insight. Well, I couldn't hear the thing playing. Is it on now?
Is what on?
The
intro? No.
Yeah.
No, Jack.
So is the intro over?
Yes, Jack.
Oh, hell, I missed that part.
Well, you started saying test as soon as it was over, so I assume that right? You probably...
I missed that part. Hey, welcome to Insight. Jack Stogler, my brother Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Very good. Mr. Neil Spencer.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you. So,
you didn't ask how I was.
We don't have any guests other than these two clowns, but...
We're going to talk about.
About an hour.
This is your 200th show.
What's that?
Your 200th show tonight.
This is my... 200th show.
That's right.
I don't think it's even close.
That's called, what's that called?
That'd be like bicentennial.
What?
It'd be a 100 double.
Yes.
It would be. It'd be my 100 couple.
200 shows. Congratulations.
So,
that's a lot of shows.
We have a new president.
Of the show?
Awesome.
Of the show.
Yes,
President Biden?
So what's the next 4 years going to be like?
Awesome. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Guys, what can change?
What's that?
What can change? What are you worried about changing? Ready right now. What's the one thing you're worried about changing? The one issue that you think, oh, darn it, this is going to change. What is it? One issue. Come on.
What's the...
You needed to text him that question earlier.
Yeah,
no, think about it.
That's a really good question.
It is a dangerous question.
You know
what?
I think the effect that something like the Green Deal could have on
everything. Yeah. If that happens, you know, the original plan 2 years ago that everybody was so excited about was by 2025. All combustion engines were going to be gone. So, assuming you could do that...
Which is impossible.
Well, even if it was possible, what are you going to do with the ones you have?
Yeah,
you're right.
You'd have to replace every furnace in every house.
Yeah.
Except the electric ones. You would have to eliminate every car. Yeah. So, what are you going to do with those? Where are you going to put them?
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to drive them.
Government will buy them.
Yep. And then what are they? Where are they going to put them? Put 8 billion cars out in the desert in Arizona. What are they going to do with them? I mean, you can't just.
It's just
recycle them.
Well, how much would it take to recycle? I think there are 300 million cars on the road. That's a lot.
Well, you just talk about the, and I'll tell you what. You know what? When Trump took over. The people on the left talked about all the bad things that were going to happen.
Yep.
You know?
That's
none of them happened.
Yep, that's kind of what Bill was asking there.
Okay.
What's going to happen?
Yep.
And it's not going
to
happen.
The very same thing, you know, people tend to think it's going to be so bad. And that's part of what makes us tick is that we have a system in place where that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Them getting the Senate hurt. That hurt.
Yeah.
If they, you know.
But in two more years.
People of Georgia let us down on that one. On Georgians.
There's any
Georgians out there listening.
In two more years, it's all going to change because it always does. Almost every single.
That was a killer. Them getting them two seats killed. That was a killer.
Yep. But here's my thoughts, and I'm sure I'm completely wrong, but I was just thinking today, Biden's old. Pressure's going to get to him. because he's getting pressure from the left now for to get all of this progressive stuff done, and they're trying to impeach Trump. So there's all this kind of crap, and he's not going to get any of his stuff done because they're so excited about getting Trump. So he's going to get stressed. It's going to affect his health.
And he going down?
Yep.
He's going down. He's history.
Yep. So
2 years dead.
I don't think it'll make it. He'll make it that long. To be really honest, I'm not a doctor. I don't know his health report, but that kind of stuff can really get to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You got the Green Deal. You got the whole. The abortion.
Yep.
You know, that whole issue, you don't know what...
Free Medicare for
college tuition. He acts like that's going to happen soon. College tuition issue. I don't know. But I think that there will even be some people in the left, as far as senators, I've heard some that say that they're not all for that either. Yeah. So that'll all be a battle.
Yeah.
But he's there.
He's there.
I wish him the best. Hope we have the greatest 4 years of our lives.
Hey. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yep.
And you know what? I've said this through 65 years. He is my president.
I agree with you.
Yep. You know?
Like Neil said, 2 years, you can start changing it in 2 years. And that's why it usually doesn't go too much crazy one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because they know they want to get reelected, so they don't.
Yeah,
they don't go too nuts. Let's hope that's the case. I was disappointed in, I don't know, this whole the deal last week or 2 weeks ago. I hate Trump leaving on a deal like that. I ain't saying that was his fault. A lot of people in there are saying that it was. I mean, if it wasn't for that, he did a hell of a job the whole time. But I ain't even too worried about that. No problem with me.
Yeah, it's all fixed. And
first of all, have some security up there. I don't know who the hell is charged with that.
Well,
they had more security at our basketball games than they had at that damn thing.
Well, yeah, just about.
It's crazy.
Well,
there's something.
It showed them tearing up the Congress, and there's a big policeman just standing right there watching them.
Yeah.
Well,
there's some fishy about
that. I think it's called the Congressional Police Department, which is completely separate from everything, and it is controlled by whoever controls Congress, which in that case was Nancy Pelosi, is the kind of the, I guess you'd call it commander in chief of that, and so whatever happens, her fault.
Now the only thing I'll say about this, and people are going to think I'm crazy, is that when this all started, as far as Trump being president, he said he got spied on and that the FBI was crooked. And everybody, even some of the right-wing media, thought he was crazy. A few years later, that was all proven to be true. What else did they think? What else was that? Oh, the Russian deal. He proved that to be it. That was insanity. Then you had the deal there with Ukraine. That was bull crap. So when he says that this election was a little bit shaky, we'll look back 2 or 3 years after this is all over with and see how some of the shadiness that went on. I'm saying they'll probably find some, but
in an election like this, when you knew it was going to be volatile, why change the rules?
Yep. A number of states did it.
It just didn't make sense.
I agree with you.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back.
Are we done with politics? Are we done with politics?
Not necessarily.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about something that nobody's ever heard of before, COVID.
COVID? That'd be a good one. Let's also talk about if one of us was to win the to 900 million.
What would you do with it?
Well, that's what we're going to do with it.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go. Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Macy Shinnenberry.
And I'm Ava Shane, and we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team. We are having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $7 each, and you get one of Wendell's barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on March 7th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 25th from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 25th between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
FREC. We're back inside. Jack Bill Neal.
And Bill was just looking at his, you know, lotto ticket. Thinks that he
I didn't win last night.
If you won the $80 million,
$800 to $900 tonight. Going to be Friday night. I'm going to win another $950 million. I'd add up $950 and $800. What's that? $1.7 billion.
Yep.
$1.7 billion. So taxes is going to take what? 60%.
Yeah, probably between the state so, and income.
You're talking, you're going to have 60 to 70 million to do something with.
600 million.
To do something with.
Yep.
Yeah, 600 million to do something with. What are you going to do with it? Huh?
I'm putting it in the FRR Christmas fund and let you guys figure out what to do with it.
I'm going to. You know what I'm going to do first
thing? I'm
going
to keep a billion at least.
But. I'm fixing Caldwell Street for John Fowler.
Caldwell's bad. No, we just redid that street, didn't we?
I don't think
Caldwell.
So.
No, maybe not.
I don't know.
Caldwell's been done.
Well,
Caldwell.
We won't
done.
Have to do it because the town's going to get a chunk.
Oh, I think it's 1%. Think about that.
That's
so,
true.
So that'll, you know,
that's
we can pave it.
I'll take
we can
care
pave,
of it
pave
some.
Half the streets in gold.
Yo, can you imagine that? $9 million they'd get if someone won this tonight.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
$8 million. Yeah, unbelievable.
Pave every street in gold.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know what I'd do? I would go up to the school, and I'd donate money to take the post out of the upstairs.
Yep.
Drives me crazy.
At the gym?
I set uptown. Yeah. I set upstairs there, not the last game, but the game before.
Yep.
And there's only 10 seats up there where it doesn't drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I might do that if I don't know, if I win $1 million somewhere.
Well.
Half of it's going to that.
Half of it's going to...
Take and post out. You can't tell me that that can't be done. I was looking at it. I was watching.
I know you can build a new one without it for sure.
Oh my God! Yes, you could. But I could figure that out.
You could probably put Cowpie some couple put some cross sixes. Beams like this.
Yes,
yeah.
Cross
Cowpie.
There to hold it up.
Cowpie could figure it out.
Cowpie, call us.
Cowpie, if you're out there, give us a call on how that could be done.
Well, we have all kinds of architects that live in town and around town. That
we want to take in post out.
Yep.
Or project. Take the how about
Lions
this
Club?
No, this is a serious one. How about putting a post made of glass, see-through material?
Nope, I have a better idea.
How about that?
Here's my idea that I've said a bunch of times.
Yep.
We're building a dome.
Oh,
where we can play football and basketball in it.
No, that would.
And baseball.
That'd be good.
Then and softball.
My other one is, and this is a serious one, if I win this,
yep.
We're going to have an indoor swim pool.
Yep.
Absolutely.
At your house or at the school?
No, right down there, wherever they want to build it.
Yep.
That'd be big.
Yeah.
Yeah, our swim team needs that.
Yep.
I just talked to somebody about that.
We're going to have a Bill Stogler Learning Center.
Bill Stogler like Learning
for
Center.
People with got special needs.
Yep.
Like I always had.
Yep.
But this way we'll be able to take care of them.
And they won't end up like losers like you did.
Yeah, you know, you're right. So you can help them along a little bit.
Yep, living under
have a learning
bridge.
Center. Indoors. We'd put a roof over the swim pool. We'd make it like twice as big. Have some water slides on it. Make it so the swim team.
Oh, yeah. Make it
a nice
like
little track.
Indoor
would be
water
awesome.
Park. Yeah. And then have a
open year-round. Ain't too sure you shouldn't do it anyways. Town shouldn't just do it. Indoor that baby. If you're open year round, you're getting all these people from other towns. Get them in there, charge them like these people charge. Yeah. They pay a boat buku to swim. Something to think about, Randy Diller.
What would it cost
to dome it?
Yeah, why? You know,
$3 million.
I'd say that's a reasonable guess. I have no idea, but yeah. I guess
$3 million. And you'd have it so it opens up.
Yeah,
summertime.
Yeah,
you're opening it up.
Could be $10 million, but you know when you get $90 billion. Or yeah, 900 million or whatever that is.
Their idea is I turn Ambassador Park into more of a park. So it would be nice looking. Not just that open field, but there'd be trees and there'd be a pond and there'd be like ducks.
Or just buy some other place and do that.
Goldfish pond.
By the way, at your goldfish pond, mm-hmm. did herons or anything ever eat your fish?
Nope. Nope. It's deep enough, plus I got a tunnel in there so they can go in there and hide. I Googled it. That's what you had to do.
Uh-huh. Because I know a lot of people that have put...
Them suckers will get them.
Good-sized goldfish out in there.
Yep.
In the pools and ponds and waterfalls and stuff, and here comes birds.
Really? Chomp.
Yep, gone.
The other thing I'd do is I'd have a study taken as to why we aren't getting more kids playing basketball, girls and boys. So I'd get some psychologist in here, and I'd try to figure that all out. So that really pisses me off to go see no athletes that are.
Yeah.
We ain't got enough players, girls and boys.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right now we're doing okay. Here, but there's night's game started at 6 because South Adams didn't
have a team. And that was our shape. Our girls, we went there a couple of years and couldn't play because we didn't have girls on the JV team.
Yep. Yeah, a couple of years ago, we didn't.
You look up there on the wall, we got, there's 30 seniors playing different sports. We got too many sports.
Well.
All are one. Let's turn the gym into a swim pool. Let's just have swimming. I don't care what we do, but let's be good at it. How's that sound?
We are good at swimming.
We're pretty good at basketball.
Yeah.
I think
yes,
we're pretty
good.
Well, but
our girls and boys teams are pretty good in basketball.
Yeah.
Should have never lost against Marion Local.
Yep.
So how do you change that? So
change
you,
what? Getting kids to play?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Because there's only 65 kids in a class. So that means there's 32 boys, 32 girls.
New Knoxville's got a team, for God's sakes.
Yeah. But what else they got?
I'm just
a couple
saying.
Of years, they might not. Because somebody said... I think it was last year's 8th grade, maybe. They have 6 boys, and none of them are athletes.
Yeah. Okay, so what about, so we got kids that play up until there's sophomores and juniors. This would be girls and boys, and then all of a sudden they don't play when there's juniors and seniors. And that ain't from an other sports problem. That's from a... Find out what it is.
Well,
I'm paying for a psychologist to come in here.
I can tell you some of the reasons.
When I win the lottery.
Some of the reason is that's when they get their driver's license and they can get a job.
Women, girls.
Well, yeah, but they can get a job where they can make a bunch of money. They're not going to, do you want to make $20,000?
Well, that's the other thing you could do. You could pay these kids.
Well,
I mean, what that kid from Tennessee.
You could.
Tennessee's putting it in, filling McDonald's bags up with cash to these recruits. Did you hear that?
You talking about
yeah, that's what this guy just got fired for this week.
You talking about the new recruits? Of Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee college football.
Yeah.
They got this guy got fired for they take him out of McDonald's, they'd put money in their McDonald's bag. Now I'm thinking we'd get a lot of kids to play.
Yeah. Well, huh? It could come
these
out
kids
of
kids at Port Recovery wouldn't
it could,
snitch.
It could
either.
Come out of the well, as long as it's not the school, you can give them money.
They wouldn't snitch.
Well, you can give them money.
No, they'd have to do something for the money, I think.
Well, you can do like they do for Kentucky basketball and
pay them $100 an hour to
they pay
pull
them
up a broom.
Well, no, what they used to do was they would pay these guys X amount of dollars a month, which was pretty good, and give them a car to drive so they could go out and check at the horse farms and see if the fences were still up.
It's a big job, though.
Yeah. Well, some of those, you know, takes a while to do that. So they had to do that once a week and drive around the horse farm and get about at that time it was about $1,000 a week to check out and see if the fences were still there.
I think I'd get Rocker to help Mayor Kalp be mayor.
Yep.
I mean, I just think he could add a lot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's executive. What? Well,
yeah,
Rock could add a lot.
I agree.
Well, he has some ideas that nobody else ever thinks of.
He's on it.
Yep. And when you first hear him, you think, well, that's stupid. Then you start thinking about
it. He was giving me dates of deaths the other day. I ate lunch with him yesterday. Yeah, loved it.
That is unbelievable.
I was looking it up. He's one after another. Boom, boom, boom.
he was on it.
Yeah.
So you were looking him
age,
up instead of
date of death.
You weren't.
I was awesome.
You weren't betting him $5
just like
bucks
guy
on
we
each
needed.
One.
Then Mayor Kalp stopped by. So it was the three of us, and it got me thinking. Them two guys should both be mayors. Rocker,
Mayor
Kalp. Yep.
Vice Mayor.
Rocker do the thinking and Mayor Kalp run the meeting.
Absolutely.
Put Rocker in charge.
Where now is he at tonight?
Community club meeting.
Community club.
He's going to win the Queen of Hearts. He's going to pull
Bubba,
his phone
you
number
could have Bubba do something. I'd pay him to do something. He's a butt kisser.
Well, but so he's on the park board.
Yeah, I mean, he likes it. He's just he's Mr. Butt Kisser. So you could have him do something in town. First thing we do is fix this street here, going from 119 through town. What the hell's that?
That belongs to the state.
Hmm? Bubba had a grass post ever. What'd he find in it? Adam Beach's oxygen tanks and whatever else he found.
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
Or the monument or something. I don't
remember. Classic. I think he found Adam's oxygen tank.
I think he exaggerated a little
bit. Maybe, but it's a big hole.
Just a little bit. It's a big hole.
But they did have a warm day last week, and they did fill in some of it.
Terrible.
Randy said at the council meeting.
Yeah, Jerry Guggenmiller on that. Let's go.
They did put some down in that one part, and they're going to put some more down when we get a nice, warm, sunny day when they can lay some down.
I've seen where the town's putting on applications for a head street guy, which is, I think, Paul Rohr's retiring.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
He ain't that old.
I think he's probably.
But he's been there 40 years, I think.
I bet he's been there
a long time.
35, anyways. Paul's probably 55, so he started when he's 20.
Yeah.
Been there a long time.
Yeah.
Hard guy to replace. He knows everything about town.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know what?
Knows everything. Runs
those
the back,
guys,
though.
Amazing, you know, because they were here, you know, not the last time that something was done, but the time something was done two or three times ago. And they can tell you where, like,
water lines.
Tiles were and where the water comes in. Yeah. You know,
it'd be like Rudy Wendell used to. Yep. Remember Rudy?
Yes,
I did. He didn't have a map. He had a bunch of, just some papers and
everything was on his memory. A map would do him some good, I guess. But my understanding was he could not read.
Oh.
But you'd never know it because he just knew everything and he kept it in his head because he couldn't write it down.
So if you won that money, would you have as much money as Chuck Hine and Kim Day and Ivan Kaufman?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You'd have twice as much as they do combined.
I don't believe so.
I think each one of them has.
You don't think Kim Day and Ivan Kaufman and Chuck Hine are worth $100 million between them?
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
No, I think $100 million. I think each one of them is worth $100 million. That's only $300 million. You still got nine.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You ever been to Napa? They're eight deep in there. People are eight deep in there getting stuff.
Yep.
Wayne Oil? Lined up out the door. There's more guys getting tires fixed. Shake a stick at. And Buck Hine, that guy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Huh? Yeah, I have no reason to disagree with you.
Who else is rich?
You may want to check your phone after that one, I'm guessing. So, now, you know what? The indoor pool, to me.
That's a good idea. Yep.
That's a good idea.
That'd be a good one if you won.
Yeah.
And it could be, I was just talking to I think it was the girls' head coach, but he's somebody from South Adams last night before the game, and we were talking about their facility up there. They have three full-size wooden floors that the boys, girls, junior high can play on at their school, and an indoor pool.
Wow.
And the Star Dome.
Yeah. Which, well, you know what? There's a lot of money up there. That burn area, loaded. Well,
and
loaded.
And the thing is,
what's the religion up there?
Amish? Mennonite.
Loaded.
Yep. So the way Indiana does it, the school board decides what's going to happen, and they assess you the money. You do not vote on school levies. The school board decides, and they tell you how much it's going to cost you. You don't decide if you want to do that. That's why their facilities are so great. They get people on the school board and say, this is what we're going to do, and they do it. And then they tell you how much it's going to cost you.
So, like, Jay County could vote to have the same type facilities.
No. Jay, you talking about the school board? Yes.
Yeah.
The school board could.
They damn near do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They
have virtually everything that South Adams has, and probably more, because they're the full county, and that's just, there's three schools.
The county.
Yeah, that's South Adams, Adams Central, and Belmont. So all three of those have. I haven't been in the Adams Central facility. I'm not sure how good that is, but I'm guessing it's very similar.
Nice facilities. Yep. We got a nice facility.
Yes.
Our gym is awesome.
It is amazing when you think about the age of
a beautiful
our gym. I mean, that thing's damn near 50 years
old. They do. 25. Whoever makes those decisions, I don't know if that's a school board or our AD. Our gymnasium is the prettiest gymnasium in around.
Yeah. And
it is beautiful.
And that's what that guy was saying.
Shiny.
He said, this
everything's
is
first class.
He said, this is really nice. How new is this? I said, well, our new
1977.
Gym.
1977.
Yeah. I said, our new 76. Gym is 45 years old.
Yeah.
And he said,
that's a beautiful gym.
I said, but we just kind of redid a whole bunch of it 5 years ago.
Who's in charge of putting those kids' pictures up? That looks sharp as hell. Yep. They ain't cheapy pictures. They're beautiful. Yep. They're good pictures of all of our kids. And first class.
Yep.
First class.
It was amazing. But like,
get the post out of there.
Yeah.
Our gym, like, and, you know, our new gym was older than our old gym when we tore our old gym down.
Were you listening to what I was telling that guy last night? You must have been standing beside me. That's almost word for word.
That's unbelievable.
Everything that we've just said, it was stuff I just
but you
said
can
to that
bet
guy last night.
When we built that gym, people walked in there in awe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, look at this place.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because back
at this,
in the old
look
days.
Look at this tunnel.
St. Henry and St. Henry's old gym was, you know, it was set up goofy, but you could hold 1,200 people in there.
Yep.
You know, you used to be able to get over 800 in the field house, and we thought that was.
Yeah.
I'd was shoot really a jumper something. There, and I'd hit that beam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe I wouldn't shoot a jumper.
you know, when you think about that, it's just, you know. So how many people did our old gym hold?
I told the guy, I said, without the stage, I think it was 250.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you probably with the stage,
350.
What will always, and I know we got to take a break, but what will always amaze me is when, if you put the kids, and we had big teams back in.
Yeah.
Okay, could you imagine sticking a team out there with three, six, four, six, five kids along with, where would they go?
Yeah.
Where would you?
You couldn't shoot a three-pointer.
Not on the side.
No, not on the
side. Unbelievable how that would be so awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know why we don't play a game in there. This would have been a good time through this COVID crap.
Yeah.
Put them in there one time, play a game.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break, Jack.
Yep.
Got to pay bills.
Yeah, we just need to stop talking for a little bit.
Let
people know who's supporting us.
Take a break, Neil.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also be sure to pick up your nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at Fort Recovery Insurance, the Post Office, Library, Wangler Hardware, and the Village Hall. Or go to our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website for details. Deadline for all nominations is February 4th. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
We're back. Insight. Jack and Bill. Neil stepped out for a second. You know, Bill, talking about the old gym.
Yep.
Is a opportune time to you mention Coach Al's passing.
Mm.
You know, let's see, I think Coach Al was 93 or 94.
Yeah, something like that.
You know,
quite a guy.
Oh, my. When you think about the number of guys, especially my age, your age, up to probably 15 years older than us, that he taught to play basketball and baseball, you know.
Yeah.
And you think about how every day he would, you know, like in the, you know, summertime, it would be the, you know, White Sox and the Reds, and he would be down there from 9:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon teaching kids how to play baseball.
See, because back in those days, well, first of all, and you know, Mom would get us up to go. She'd get us ready, and she always had to make sure that our ankles were clean in case we sprained an ankle or broke an ankle and went to the hospital. We wouldn't have dirty ankles.
Yeah.
So then we'd ride our bikes to the ball diamond, and we'd wait for that blue station wagon to come down that hill, loaded with the bats and the catcher's gear and all that. And he would get out of the car, and the kids would all run behind it. And you were always in such awe of him because this is the guy that was coaching that basketball team that at that time was, you know, through that period, you know, it was all everything. So you grew up. You know, okay, so there you are, whatever it was, fifth grade or whatever. It's Al, you know, Coach Al. You know, and he'd give you hell, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He didn't put up any crap. He ran a great baseball program.
Yeah.
But he didn't put up any crap. But You know, he'd stand behind you when he was pitching there, and he'd call balls and strikes out, yeah. out there. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as you moved forward, you know, and then we got to play for him. And back in those days, in order to play basketball, you had to run cross country. And who was your cross country coach? Al.
Coach Al, yep.
So, you know, so if you cheated, like we like to cheat, you know, we'd try to shorten the track up a little bit, the course. Well, he'd catch you there, and then you'd have to pay for it when you got back. It was... But the guy was just so, yeah, it was I was always in awe of him. Yeah.
So you know that, you know that. So as you think about Coach Al, you know, and you've that you know Groovy Boy did a great job with his, you know, recognition of of him and the state championship game and stuff. But as like you think about. And you're getting old now, so your five favorite Fort Recovery sports memories.
Ooh, my five favorite Fort Recovery. Well, it'd be a bunch of them. It would go back to those days when I was lucky enough to have a brother that, and you know, you can relate to this, that would take us to ball games, Big P. And we'd go to, so I'll go back to the St. Henry Fort Recovery days back when I was fifth, sixth grader. And we'd be over there standing in line with all those adults, you know, waiting to get in that cracker box of a gym over there, which we thought at that time was huge. And that whole era was just unbelievable.
It was fun.
I think back at all time. Yeah, we watch Hoosiers. I think of Tom Bryan. I think of Ken Hybe. I think of. That little
Ed
gym.
Snyder.
Ed Snyder.
And I think Kevin Dilworth. Those guys are shooters.
That team is 71. I think of them beating Sidney Lehman and Dayton. Yeah. And that was unbelievable. I think of those guys winning, beating St. Henry at Lima, and Frankie Tin taking down their banner. St. Henry's had that banner, beat the Indians or whatever, yeah. bringing that into Toby's afterwards, and everybody's jumping up and down, stomping on it. That was Hoosiers type stuff.
Yep, I was in college then, so I didn't get to.
It was unbelievable. Get to see that whole, and I'm a little. I mean, poop, and you know, Dad always took us to that stuff. You know, we'd have the caravan around the town, and Bob Allen would go with Bob Allen and Dad.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
what a time that was! Yeah. And then we got into. Well, you know, of course, we won the state championship. Then we came to probably the next one. You know, would probably be the girls. I mean, I think of us beating Kaleida.
Finally.
You know, with Lynn Benn and that team, you know.
Jenny Etzler.
And
that win Kathy against Leonard. Kaleida that we had no business winning.
Yeah.
And then the following year, and that same period there with girls basketball, as far as when we go to state and Lynn has 43 or whatever now she had in the championship game, that was just an unbelievable time. Then we was lucky enough to run into the Greg Colleague era.
Yeah.
I never seen a guy as good as Greg Colleague. Now, we probably had one that I would actually say was better than Greg Colleague, and that's the orange kid from Versailles that's playing for Ohio State right now. You know, you got to give it to him. Scored over 2,000 points, and you know, maybe he's better than Greg. I would say probably, but other than that, you know, I was a little bit too young. I remember Tom Bryan a little bit, but Greg Colleague, the time watching him play was just, you know, you just couldn't wait to get to the gym to watch him play basketball. Let's see here. Then the other two are not necessarily ball games. When we had the Big P night against, this is, you know, for me, the Big P night against St. Henry. Kathy got up and talked. You know, that was Sunday night I'll never forget. And then you just mentioned the night they had the deal for Coach Al. Yeah. I thought that was, you know, was really first class, and it made you proud to be the Fort. But it's just a lot of history. We're lucky to, you know, we'll look back, you know, and there's a lot of people can't, you know, ain't been lucky enough to enjoy some of the stuff that these kids have. You know, gotten us. So,
well, you know, and we didn't even mention the, you know, football state championship.
Oh, yeah, you said basketball, didn't you? Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know,
when sports, but.
Sports? Yeah. Oh, hell yes. I thought it was basketball.
Yeah,
since you know, talking about Al. Oh, yeah.
Shoot, you know, when you think about.
That team that won a state championship, that was unbelievable. That would have definitely been there.
Yeah.
But you'd had to leave something else out, and all of yours were great.
Well, and I picture the one win against St. Henry where, and I think it was one of the Hall boys, like ran in like a 47-yard touchdown. That you beat them, and I don't think it was the first time we beat them. But I think it was the first time where it really meant something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we may have beat them like the year before or something that, you know, but it was, that was cool because it was, I think, kind of a win and you're in the playoffs type.
You know, if you look at that, and that was just one or two short years before we won a state championship.
Yep.
We're down there at Harold Feely's. Talking about boys, and we had serious arguments about should we even be playing with these in this league? We should be playing with Anzonia. You know, that was some people's thoughts. These kids are going to get hurt. They're getting killed. You know, we sit over here and it's 47-7 after three quarters. And in 2 years, all of a sudden, it's like maybe 3 years, all of a sudden, you know, we've got decent, and you know, we're going quite a bit coming back. And all of a sudden, boom. And ever since then, we've been competitive.
Yep.
Ever since then. I mean, very rarely do we go to
numbers.
Is anybody going to kick our butt? Numbers.
Yeah. Winning,
those guys turn
got
the tide.
Numbers.
Those guys turn the
wins.
Tide.
And if you can't, if you get in that where you don't have enough wins, you can't get enough numbers, and you don't have enough numbers, you can't get enough wins. And we were stuck in that, and so was New Bremen
and
3 years ago.
And at that same time, as those numbers came up, the Jerry Morris Greasup,
the sack,
gets built.
But and there you go. Because if you look at our turnaround in football, and I think the guys that were really into the football program, the Porks and Eddie Wercamps and Billy Bechtels and them would know that more than me. Seemed to me like when we turned our program around is when those heavy duties, those linemen, decided they're going to go lift weights every freaking night.
Yep.
And by God, that just made that our athletes do our receivers was in on it, and it just was that turned it all around.
Yep.
So those are my best men. These guys would have had some. You guys should talk about the same thing when you guys do your show. We're talking about our five best sports memories and high school sports memories. So we're just battling.
Well, I'll tell you what,
my one was watching Tom Bryan score 55 points in our old gym.
Against IC. Mm-hmm.
The Salina IC, we played them there. Salina IC had 89 points and lost by 40.
Yeah.
Almost 40 points. We had like 126 to 89 or something. Yeah. I can't remember the numbers, but it was 120 something to upper 80s. They had 89 points and
what was cool about that, and I can remember this, so 66, so I'm 7 or 8, is the Dayton Daily News or the Dayton Journal, Journal Herald, I don't know which one it was, came down there, and that night, from the time Tom Bryan got out of school, they followed him. They had him at his home. They had him in the locker room. They had him combing his hair, getting ready for the game. And that night, they played Slant IC.
Yep.
And he scored 55 points.
Usually when you do something like that, the night they whiz down their leg.
But, and they had the whole page. When he'd gotten in the Hall of Fame, we had it up there.
Yep.
The whole page of the day paper.
It was cool.
It said the night of a high school phenom.
Yep.
And by God, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Without a doubt. I tell you what, Neil, let's take a little break.
Yep.
And we have Jeff and Fee in the house. We'll have them join the discussion right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Lane Street Market always has great prices and great selection to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their great deals through January 21st. Their No Limit Meat Sale continues in their meat department. T-bone steaks are still just $5.99 a pound, and you can get their chuck roast for $4.99 a pound. Cube steak is only $3.99 a pound, and their store-made bulk sausage is $2.99 a pound. And here are some items to check out. They have their own homemade soups for $2.99 a pound in their grab-and-go section. And be sure to try their Jose Madrid gourmet salsas. All varieties are just $3.99. And they have several varieties of Annie's organic snacks. If you need a great meal in a hurry, just head back to their deli. They have meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a six-wing dinner with two sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and a three-piece fish dinner on Friday for $6.99. And for the month of January, Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night and will be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. You don't have to go out of town. Get everything you need at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will host St. Henry and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. It will also be available on the NFHS network. On Friday, the boys will travel to St. Henry and will simulcast WCSM's broadcast of that game. And you can also watch that game on the NFHS network. Then on Saturday night, the boys will travel to Fort Laramie, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and it will also be available on the NFHS network. Be sure to follow our Indians all season long, right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Bill, Jack.
Full house.
Full house.
Full house.
Let me fix the arm there.
We were talking about favorite sports memory. We talked about the recent passing one, of Coach Al, and it got us talking about sports memories. And I received a text from Jake Knapke talking about...
Yeah, you mentioned the name Jake Knapke, and I said he's an idiot. Then I heard the text.
He's exactly right.
And I said, yeah, he's a home run hitter. He's got idiot written, you know, somewhere in his bio.
But he hit this one right on the head.
It's a home run.
And Jake talked about when we beat Coldwater for the first time in a long time and listening to it on FR radio, and how he was in a turkey barn doing some spraying and jumping up and down and cheering, and his dad came out to make sure that he wasn't having some sort of a seizure. And
Big Bubba and Fee called that one. I'll never forget it. Calpe.
1,500 fans.
That was awesome.
Remember, the two towns raised about $50,000 in one day.
That was big.
They gave a lot to...
Kyle Schreier's under it. He's got it!
All I know is when he hit it, I thought it was gone. So, you know, if he hits a two-run homer, we lose. So, you know.
1977.
77.
Couple of them.
Ohio City.
Okay. That's a highlight.
Montoya.
That's a highlight.
They was ranked second in the state. Had a kid named Montoya. All state, first team.
Played guard for the Bengals.
Actually, 76 is when it was.
Yeah.
Roger Winning got hurt. They brought in the stud from off the bench. 16 points, 13 rebounds.
Roger Winning.
Upset Ohio City. Still talking about it in Ohio City.
Star was born.
It ranks with our defeat against Kaleida when Brian played.
It was
demoralizing.
The girls' game, the Kaleida game.
We already had that one on there.
Did you have that one on when everybody left?
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was on David Neff.
Yep.
Was on TV.
Had to choke on WLIF.
Lynn Benz corner 43. That was whole time period.
Regional finals.
Big P night. We had Big P night on there.
Girls
I thought that was big. We had the Coach Al night. That was huge. That was huge. That was all done very well.
Girls basketball regional finals against Afrocentric.
Yeah, that was another good one. I mean, had no business beating that team.
We lose 99 out of 100, yep. And Al Summers before the game says, I guarantee victory.
We'll win.
And I looked at him, I thought, you have been drinking, son. Because, I mean,
Afrocentric took the biggest hose in this basketball.
Oh, yes.
We finally got some calls.
We got a call.
They had three Division I athletes on that team. Two went to Ohio State. I mean, yep.
Unbelievable.
Boys, I tell you what. We were this close to adding one if, like, we'd have been able to pull off the Coldwater football game.
I agree.
Jeff, Harold, do you know, have any ideas where some call might have been missed where that might have changed that thing, where maybe a guy might have been a full foot?
Yeah.
Down on the behind our line when the ball was snapped. That one's tough.
What you got, Bobby?
Greatest moments in Fort Recovery. Not sports.
Oh, when my parents moved here and I got to be here.
What's that?
Bingo.
I would say, to me, the nut would be Sesquicentennial, the anthem show.
Oh, the most recent one?
Yeah. I thought the first one was because it was more original. The Bicentennial show, I think you're right, that one was probably better. But the Bicentennial one, it was because it was the first time we'd done, you know, they did that one down there, and that was in 91, of course, and yeah. I just thought that was, because we couldn't believe we could pull something like that off. But both those were unbelievable. You talk about unity.
It was incredible. How many people came and seen it?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
It was packed house every night. It was like, what? Really?
Didn't the first one we did in 91, didn't we have like seven nights of it or something or not?
It wasn't that many, but it was more.
It was a lot.
They did seven nights of something, but they didn't do the pageant all of those nights. I don't remember exactly.
Both one of those events were tremendous. Yeah. Just unbelievable. You're right.
Let's see.
What else? Other neat thing was it?
Well, we still need to get another break in, so I'm going to do that while you think.
Wait a minute. Bubba's got one.
The Haunted Haven is huge.
I mean, you got to throw a tractor.
Still talking about that.
There's got to be a tractor pull somewhere.
A couple broken arms and a few stitches, baby went off good.
Once a lawsuit
nobody died.
We were in good shape.
Yeah. Nobody died.
Nobody.
Yep.
Tractor pulls.
Oh, yeah. How can you leave out the tractor
pulls?
I mean, when I first told somebody that I was going to be the principal of Fort Recovery, the guy says, hey, they still got that tractor pull there. That was like the masters. He called it the masters of tractor pull.
Oh,
he said Fort Recovery, Ohio was the masters of
that's
tractor
probably
pull.
True.
I can remember, too, I was watching Hee Haw, and they was interviewing Roy Clark, and they asked him about his greatest memory, and he said, playing down Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
In front of those seven people.
SRO crowd. Something like that.
The only reason is standing room only is they forgot to put up chairs. Didn't sell any tickets, forgot to put up chairs.
Still got posters down there.
You know what? And this isn't necessarily...
I think the promo guy dropped the ball on that one.
To me, the... Every Memorial Day when the crosses are up.
That's Fort Recovery.
That's
really cool.
That's an impressive.
That is very impressive.
Yeah, yep.
I tell you what, the memorial they did. That's pretty. They did that right too.
That was cool
for me because a lot of my uncles came back, you know, and it was, you know, when you see your uncles saluting to that, that's pretty cool.
Pretty intimidating. It's awesome.
Without a doubt.
Well, the cool thing is that the students are the ones that put up the crosses. And as a principal, I got a chance to be over there and help manage that, and having kids put the crosses up. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
What you need to do, Jack, is have one of these times, the worst moments in town.
Yeah.
Don't know that. I'll give you time to think about it.
Well, I tell you what. Let's just take a real quick break, Neil, and we'll come back and talk about the worst moments.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
Hey, I'll tell
you. Go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing. Just Bubba brought that up. If the Browns would have won last Sunday, I ain't for recovery. That would have been one of my all-time highs. Yeah. I was watching that fourth quarter, and I thought my heart was going to come out of my chest. It was just like when I was watching the Fort Recovery Indians, you know, playing in the finals and all the times, whatever. I couldn't breathe. I thought we had them. They were on the ropes. Hey, Bengal fan, they were on the ropes.
You choked the quarterback out. You choked him out. I mean,
well, we had to.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, you really, you know, there were some people that questioned why do you punt. It was fourth and nine, for God's sake.
4% chance.
But
I'm going for it.
Other than kind of a screwing up timeouts, you can't complain about any of that stuff.
Yeah. Timeouts were killer.
We're not going to get. We're getting into Bubba and these guys' conversations here.
Third down and 14, and he gains 13 yards.
That was a killer.
Yeah, that was a killer. I agree. I agree with you, but I can't say that was a coach's decision. That was some guy just took a poop. That was bad.
Lost everybody.
All right, Badman. Speaking of that, before we get off football, what do you guys think of Super Bowl coming up? You ready for this one?
Your wife.
One of them, I'm a lady ump, a referee.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I'm out.
I'm out on it.
She's been doing
I'm out oh, on it.
You've had ladies.
Referees mean nothing.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how'd she get her job?
She's a side judge.
Huh? How'd she get her job?
She's a very talented young lady.
She don't know. I've played from league. A. What? You guys in or out on it?
She's hot.
I mean,
she ain't hot. You can't tell she's hot. She wears a bandana. Fee's out.
I'm in.
Fee's out too.
I'm in.
Football's a boys' game. I don't even like they have girl announcers.
How about the girl kicker from Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Kick it from here to.
Kick it 25 yards and she's on the inauguration team today. What the hell is that all about? Garth Brooks with jeans on and a tie.
Come on, Garth. He wouldn't do Trumps, but he
I got it. I don't understand any of it.
I'm out on Garth now.
I'm out. I don't understand any of it. Someone's gonna help me out.
All my roots.
You don't.
Lady umpires.
No problem with Garth singing today.
I like Garth.
I love Garth. But Garth turned Trump down.
We got it. Unite.
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 Yeah.
But it is hard. It's hard for me to all of a sudden hear all this Democratic.
Divided
we got to unite.
We fall.
Hey. We'll be together.
She's gone off the rails.
Helen Reddy was hot.
That was Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy.
She's gone off the rails.
She was hot.
don't think that was Helen
Reddy. That was Helen Reddy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
That
$5.
Wasn't Helen
$5.
I think it was a
five. Actually, Anne Murray. $5.
Anne Murray.
$5.
Anne Murray.
Helen Reddy.
It wasn't Anne Murray.
We've only just begun.
That's Karen Carpenter.
What? I think United We Stand was Peaches and Herb, I think, wasn't it?
Peaches and Herb is a Carpenter.
Joe and Herb.
No.
Reunited with Peaches and Herb.
Oh, yeah.
Peaches and Herb was an ice cream flavor.
What else we got to talk about? We only got a few minutes to go. He's going to talk about something else. He said he's going to talk about something.
Worst moments in Fort Recovery.
Worst moments. Ooh. Well, excluding, of course, the local the craziness and the murder thing. So let's not even talk about that. That's the worst thing that I can ever remember. So we'll leave that go. But
fire.
What fire?
Which fire?
Oh, the Brockman fire.
Floods
were bad.
Well, if you're thinking about the Brockman fire, that was big, but 15 years before that was the St. Clair Mills fire.
You?
Oh, that was more 15 years.
Not, well,
60, like 64, well, 65.
No, that was about, that was late 50s. And the
so you remember the St. Clair Mills fire?
Yeah, well, I have.
He movies, remembers I have when movies it, he of remembers it. The explosion here.
That was in 1911, but the where Brockman's is now, it was the True Value Hardware. That
How
was
old were you in that,
that was there, that was about 1970s. So 59 to 70.
I remember four, when
that's
the
15
True
years.
Value went up. I remember
True Value.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. One.
Yeah. And it did not. Somehow, there's only very, very minimal damage from that fire in the Opera House. Just unreal.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. Because not very, you know. There was,
okay,
there was,
so we had the fires, a couple fires. We had the floods. What else bad happened? Carl and Rose says wind. Wind. Oh, big
high
wind.
High winds. High winds.
What else was there? We had that. But then we have a cow get out. We chased that sucker all around town for about 5 hours. We had every fire department in the county out here chasing that cow.
I don't remember that.
Remember that?
That had to
they
be
got him
news.
Out there by the waterworks, I think.
Didn't we have a bank robbery?
We had a bank robbery?
Yeah.
Didn't Champion?
Yeah, he was held hostage. No, Max Cheeseman was held hostage.
Max
Cheeseman.
Yep.
Yeah. My brother Mike.
That wasn't a bank robbery, but yeah.
What was it?
That was some crazy driver that thought he didn't get enough money. To pay for his expenses. No, this wasn't at the bank. This was at Cheeseman Trucking.
Down Cheeseman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, my brother Mike called Champy.
And he then really? Followed him. And
seen him and, come out and kind of took him out, but he had a gun.
Have we ever had a bank robbery?
I think there was some.
That was a bank robbery.
No, that we had a robber. Max's thing was not a bank robbery.
No, that wasn't a bank robbery.
What was it?
Troy Flynn.
It was a disgruntled driver that didn't think that Cheeseman's gave him enough money on his expenses or something like that. And
yeah, it was something shaky.
So Mike, my understanding is Mike followed him at a distance and radioed with his CB and telling him where they were till the cops could get.
I went down to Union City. Yeah. All the way down to Union City.
Yeah, one in my book was, I can't remember the year, but there was a. There was a radio station who won an award, like I think it was this year, for being like how oriented they are towards the town and the school.
Yep.
Yeah. And a couple of years before that, some people in the school was wanting to rip their heads off, and that still pisses me off.
Quite right.
But all is well.
All worked out.
All is well.
I had nights I couldn't sleep over that one.
Well, yeah, I slept like a baby.
Was you involved with that deal?
I'm down. I'm with you.
Good boy.
Good call.
Well.
Terrible.
And.
That was terrible.
It's along the same line, but different, was the closing of Neil's restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That was nothing.
Well, we sold it. It closed 8 years later.
No.
Well, don't matter.
That was hurt, but what hurt worse than that was when Adam Beach closed the clothing store.
Yeah.
That was a killer. Shoe store, clothing store.
He had both.
Yep. It was unbelievable. I haven't bought a good
pair of shoes since then. Yeah. Unbelievable. Lost them downtown.
Lost on the horse. What else did we lose? Sours.
Sours drugstore?
Sours drugstore.
Yep. They had more than Cops got. They had more inventory than what Cops got now.
Yeah, because he had to get it.
It was the biggest.
He could only get it every week.
They can drug get it store twice a day. In Fort Recovery history. Yep. Most successful.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Up until Jerry and Lori Kalp. Up until Jerry and Lori Kalp.
Destroyed Kalp.
Jerry Kalp bought the Sowers' handbook on how to run a drugstore.
Let me go talk to Sowers.
Burger's Flower Shop.
Burger's Flower Shop was huge.
RJ Jewelers.
RJ Jewelers.
Always got my and necklaces for my girlfriends out there.
Bert had to pay for her engagement ring, like, after we was married. We was engaged for like a year, and she had to pay for her engagement ring from
paying this. What's his bill? Oh, you might want to pay for
Sills that. Bar. Yep. Sills Bar was a classic.
Yep. What's that?
Sills Bar.
Oh, Sills. Oh, my, yes.
Yep.
You'll never beat Charlie Hine. Charlie Hine and John Mellencamp, them guys were awesome. Yeah,
they were.
And Chuck came in and gets all the money.
Yep.
Yeah. That was unbelievable. Got all Chuck walked into like a... He's a millionaire. He inherited like something like... He's $600 million.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, he didn't
Kim
earn any.
Kim Day.
He didn't earn any of that. Kim earned it.
Ivan Kaufenberger. It's Ron unbelievable.
Derrick Chevrolet.
And he always had that light in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Always? I think he did it once.
Best twice.
Best car salesman we ever had.
Best car salesman we ever had.
And service.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's because I was there.
Yeah. And Digger Don.
Me and Digger Don.
Me and Digger. They were.
What else did Stallies. We have in town? They ain't here no more.
Toby's.
Yep.
Stallies.
Toby's.
Toby's. You know, minor names.
Dings.
Dings. We're talking Dings. About the history.
What happened? Okay. We're golf.
So Toby's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, not Jerry
Ivo.
Toby.
Ivo. Jerry was a brother. Worked there some.
Ivo Toby through the last owner, which would have been?
Canoys.
Okay.
Canoys.
What was that process?
Okay, so Ivo Toby sold it to?
Sam Sherfy.
Sam Sherfy. Yep. Sam Sherfy.
And it stayed Toby's restaurant.
Yes.
Big P had it at Toby's.
Then he bought it. Big P bought it from Sam Sherfy.
Jim Stalker and Big P.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I'm not.
Was he tax Big P or Jim?
Is that who that? Okay.
Wasn't it?
I wasn't sure who. Was.
I think
Dave Romer was in there. Right?
Dave Romer bought.
He got Jim's share.
And then, I think it was Sachs, Rosie.
Rosie. And then it was
EJ.
Who?
Yeah. Oh,
EJ.
Yeah.
Oh, EJ.
EJ Schmidt.
Awesome.
Evan Schmidt.
Yeah. Evan Schmidt.
And then, wow.
Then Canoys.
No, there was the homestead in between there.
Stallies.
Stallies.
Stallies. Yeah.
Was Stallies,
never liked homestead name.
Was Stallies after Rosie Sexton?
Yes. After.
Yeah, after.
Okay.
Yep.
So it came back.
Stallies named it Homestead or was it Stallies?
It was Stallies.
Well, who made it Homestead?
That was.
I believe that
Dan,
was.
Wasn't it?
Homestead.
Yeah, didn't they start as Homestead and then make it Canoys or something?
No,
other guys came in for Canoys. Yeah, Dan had it. Hawaiians. Dan Reber.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was the Homestead guy, right?
Unbelievable, yep.
Is that where that
he was? He's a great guy.
Yeah, he
played pinball.
Yep.
Can I get a beer? Ding, 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 ding. Just a minute. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
I remember
when... Hey, it's 8:07, Jack. We're done.
Oh, yeah, but we got one more thing I need to throw in there about Evan Schmitz. I walked in there one night after a basketball game, and there were six guys at the bar, and I think Big Cat was going to pay. He then walked in after the game. Six people walk in. We need two Bud Lights, two Miller Lights, two Busch Lights, whatever it was. And EJ got each one of those one at a time and charged Carl one at a time for those beers. That's all he could handle. He couldn't pull two of the Bud Lights out at the same time he was
Dollar
on the
beer.
Hey, hold on guys, you're going way too fast.
And then when you think about that you think about the ladies. Peg Bretz, Dolores Depweg, Babe Lamb, Big P owned it, you know, Babe Lamb, I'd come in there. Hey, Paul, I got another bad check from your brother Bill. She'd tell everybody. She'd just screaming across the bar. Got another bad check. Well, back then they had them bar checks. She'd never run out of money.
Yeah.
They'd give me a check. She'd write it out.
You forgot one of the great ones, Pat Hybe.
Oh, Pat Hybe, that's right.
There were some classics. Awesome,
classics.
Some of the best waitresses in the world.
Yeah.
Dolores would have them plates down her arms and on her head.
Yep.
Classic.
Serve seven table.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. But
Bill, we better let these guys take over.
Got rambling, didn't we?
You know what, though?
It's always fun, Jack.
Good ramble.
We talk sports. Now, these guys have to figure out.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about?
Yeah.
What's the insight?
No. Yeah, we're going to inside it.
Talk so about insight. Spend a little more time on that that lady official for the Super Bowl, because I think it's wrong. Dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong. We got
let
one,
him be president. Let him be leaders of everything they can be leaders of.
But
not in football. Football's not a lady sport. Done. Out.
She's got to be able to
out.
Don't take a hit from Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
you can take
exactly
hit,
right.
Don't put Bill down as a no. Put Bill out. Down as a hell no.
I will not watch a Super Bowl this year, even if the Browns would have been in it.
Really?
Because she's a
liar.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.